New day, new you. Wake your ass. Only strong, strong, strong. Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful. Listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. We all love a smooth road. When you're in the middle of a long-ass cross-country drive with a car full of screaming-ass kids, finding a brand new stretch of freshly paved asphalt is a dream come true. Ooh, fuck a Tesla in their hands-free mode. You find yourself some nice even road. Oh, what? You just put your hands at 10 and 2 and set that wheel, lock it, and forget it. That bitch is on a manual cruise control.
It's not really, though. You can't let go of the wheel.
You're not supposed to let go of that motherfucking wheel. I know.
Yeah.
But you ever drop it to fucking knees, man?
Yeah.
Like 3 hours?
Not for hours. I mean.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you could do that shit.
I would do, you know, one, when I was younger and dumber. But two, not with family in the car. I don't think I
have a family in the car. But you fucking driving through Arizona or one of those stretches where it's nothing. Fucking nothing. Or the fucking Everglades. You ever drive through the motherfucking Everglades, Miles?
No.
You don't talk Everglades and shit?
You drive through the Everglades?
And shit over there, Miles. But one road going through that bitch, Miles. One fucking road. You and alligators. So the fuckers out there, Miles, in Everglades.
So you might want to be alert then. This is not a time to go on cruise control.
No, I wouldn't slow down through that bitch. Yeah. You're trying to get through that motherfucker, Miles. You're trying to get through the Everglades and through Arizona and through Albuquerque and shit like that, Miles. Open road, Miles.
Right. So you're in this car. You're a nice stretch of road. You got your screaming kids, but you're finding some inner peace because you got smooth sailing for a bit.
Mm-hmm, no. You want to feel that fucking smooth-ass road like you're in control of that motherfucker, Miles.
Yeah.
Mm. As nice as that road is, you gotta be careful to not fall into the trap of staying on that road just because it's smooth. Some hitchhiker you picked up 6 miles back calls out to you from the bed of your fucking Volvo station wagon. He tells you he happens to
be... Wait, why'd you pick him up?
Because that motherfucker needed a ride, Miles. As long as he don't sit next to you, he's not a threat.
Okay. All right.
Put that motherfucker in the back. Way in the back with the luggage and shit like that, you know?
All right.
You tell the motherfucker, all I got is room in the trunk. And the motherfucker says, but your seats, you got room in it. No, I don't, motherfucker. And you tell him, you got imaginary friends sitting up there already. You fool. You fucking fool.
Oh, so
that way that motherfucker thinks you crazy.
Yeah.
That way you out crazy that motherfucker.
Okay.
Miles.
Yeah, that seems like a good plan. Or not pick him up if you're concerned. But yeah. All
right. It's fine to pick him up.
You're out crazing. Potentially out-crazing the hitchhiker.
Crazy that motherfucker, Miles. You are crazy that motherfucker, Miles.
All right.
And when he says, why can't he sit in the front? You say, motherfucker, don't you see fucking Lincoln and fucking George Washington and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse sitting in a fucking car?
Well, here's the real test. If you say that and he goes, I'll wait for the next car, then he was sane. If he goes, yeah, I see them, can I squeeze in? Then you know he's crazier than you.
You say, fucking no, you can't squeeze in.
Yeah.
And you say, you sit the fuck back there? Or take the chance of somebody else.
All right, So you're going, you got a hitchhiker, he's in the bed of your Volvo station wagon, very sensible car, and he called out to you. Sorry I interrupted you.
So some hitchhiker, right, you pick this ass up, Miles, 6 miles back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Calls out to you from the bed of your fucking Volvo station wagon, and he tells you he happens to be from this area, and calls out to you, Miles, and he says he knows a better way, but to use it, and you got to get off the fucking interstate and take a bumpy-ass country road, Miles. Who the fuck gonna hop off this smooth-ass road and get on a bumpy-ass road because you think you know where the fuck you going around here?
Especially when the hitchhiker in the bed of your Volvo is suggesting it.
No, I do. I reach my hand back, man, my fucking open fist, and I punch him in the fucking neck. Say, shut the fuck up back there. Take this ride and shut the fuck up. You lucky.
Okay, you, I was on your side at first. Now I'm on the hitchhiker's side. I'm worried about him, not you.
No,
I was originally worried about you.
No, Miles. Sometimes they get a little smart in the mouth. And you're giving them a ride, Miles. And you got to let them know, look, you're in my car. You shut the fuck up back there and take this ride.
Okay, but he was just offering a shortcut. I don't think he did anything.
Miles.
It did sound like a setup, but I mean.
Miles, don't ever, I'm going to give a fuck, Miles. Never trust a hitchhiker. You always...
You're the one who trusted him and let him in your car. I wouldn't have let him in.
Being helpful.
You trust him to punch him.
You don't got to trust people, Miles. You don't got to trust a hitchhiker. You just got to show them that you just as crazy as they are in case they out crazy you, Miles.
Right.
You seen these movies before? It never turns out good, Miles.
No, so you, why did you let him in?
Miles, you put him back there with the fucking luggage, Miles. He can't get to you.
All right. So let's move on. You got the hitchhiker offering a sketchy shortcut.
Right. Fucking right, Miles. Now, every instinct you have is telling you to stay on that smooth ass interstate, but the toothless drifter in the back, the one playing with your fucking kids, the one your golden retriever seems to fucking love licking his dirty ass fucking face.
Yeah, I forgot your family, and I didn't even know there was a dog in this. I forgot your whole family dog is in the car there with him, but go ahead.
Yeah, that ripe-smelling gentleman is assuring you that his shortcut would take 2 hours off your drive, Miles. Common sense says, don't listen to him. But your ass is tired, Miles. And you need to get to where you're going. So I ask you, what do you do?
Don't take the shortcut.
No. Before you answer that, let me ask you a personal question. That 9 to 5 you've been working at for the past 10 years is nice and easy, right?
Yeah, hours, good pay.
No pressure, good money, health good benefits. Money. The boss likes you.
He's a good guy.
Nice fucking guy, man. Has even taken you golfing. This motherfucker took you golfing.
I know, it was embarrassing. I'm not a good golfer.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you're a drill press salesman.
I'm the best damn drill press salesman.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But it's not your dream job. Hell no. You're more of an oxyacetylene torch salesperson. But you know, the road to that dream job is not an easy one.
It seems pretty similar, the two professions.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit, Miles. But
I thought you were going to say, like, I dreamt of being a Major League Baseball player or nuclear physicist. It just seems like another salesperson job.
It's another salesperson job. But two different things, Miles.
Yeah.
You got to be knowledgeable about two different things, Miles.
That's true. I don't know anything about oxyacetylene.
And there's a jump. There's a fucking jump up, Miles. The drill press ain't shit. No. They're not comparable, Miles.
But I'll have you know, my company makes the finest drill presses.
That's
in
a
all
benefit
of
to know.
North America.
That's cool to know, Miles.
I can get you my card.
Please, I would love to have it, Miles. Got some things around here I need to be done.
Certainly.
But Miles, you know that the road to that dream job is not an easy one. It's paved with rocks, gravel, and bad intentions. Bad intentions, Miles.
Yeah.
It's paved with motherfuckers who need a ride, Miles. And I go back to this fucking drifter, Miles.
You better. He's with your kids. Don't lose sight of him.
This fucking hitchhiker.
Yeah.
The word hitchhiker has been attached to a person who's trying to get somewhere on a fucking road.
Yeah.
And they need a lift from you. Know how I classify a hitchhiker as?
What?
A motherfucker benefiting off of you.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucker hitchhiker, Miles.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn hitchhiker, Miles. That's a motherfucker who needs a lift, Miles. He needs a lift. You are the shock absorbers of his fucking life, Miles. You're the one taking the fucking bumps, Miles. You're the one hitting the fucking potholes, Miles.
Yeah.
You're the one who fucking wear and tear on your motherfucking wheels, Miles.
It's my car. Yeah, it's depreciating. Gas up. I'm never going to get that dude's smell out of the car, out of my nose, out of my memory.
Miles, metaphorically speaking, you are absolutely fucking right.
No, literally. I've had people in my life. You ever had someone in your life that smelled so bad that smell is just there forever? Won't ever forget it?
You're fucking right. Yeah. And if I use that metaphorically speaking, you will never forget that fucking smell.
No, it's literally. I don't know why you keep saying metaphorically speaking.
I mean, it's literally, but you have to remember, Miles. You have to never forget what the fuck you went through, Miles. You can never forget that motherfucker beat you out for that fucking job because he hitchhiked off you.
Right.
That motherfucker needed a ride, Miles, and you gave him a fucking ride. And the road was bumpy as fuck, Miles. The road was smooth. The road was smooth before you got him in that goddamn car. And the motherfucker told you to take a shortcut. Turn here.
How do you end this? Was it the right move?
Ain't no ending, Miles. Ain't no fucking ending, Miles. This road is fucking open, Miles. It's open-ass road, Miles.
Right.
This fucking road keeps going, Miles.
Yeah.
Because you allowed yourself to be hitchhiked off of.
I didn't.
You let a motherfucker in your circle. You let him sit in your fucking passenger seat. And you drove this motherfucker around. And now this motherfucker got a better. Now he's driving.
I drove past him, by the way. But okay, I get what you're saying.
Now he fucking driving your car. No, you said, I'm tired. You want to take the wheel for a little while?
Why wouldn't I let my wife drive?
I know, Miles.
Hell, even one of the kids. I don't care how old they are. Letting this guy drive.
I get it, Miles. But some people do it, Miles. Some motherfuckers let people take the wheel. And metaphorically speaking, that defeats you. You allowed this motherfucker to jump the line. Now he's fucking driving, and you a fucking passenger watching this motherfucker succeed while the fuck you fail. Now you put the seat back, you go to fucking sleep. Your own goddamn car. Woo!
Okay, so I think the takeaway is it doesn't matter which road you travel, just make sure you're driving. You be the driver of your destiny.
You got to drive.
Don't let a toothless hitchhiker drive. Or anywhere near your family, for that matter.
Just like what the fuck I said earlier, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. This motherfucker wants to take the bumpy road, Miles.
He wanted
a different fucking road. You was on a smooth ass road.
Yeah, he's trying to take you. Could have been a shortcut. Could have been.
Here's what I say. I don't care if there's a smooth road or the bumpy road. You take the fucking wheel and you drive. You fucking drive.
Yeah, make your own choices.
Goddamn right. You want to turn here. You fucking turn here. Fuck what the fuck he said.
Yeah.
Turn where the fuck you want to turn at. When the shit says next gas, 35 miles, your fucking range and your dashboard say 32, fuck it. Take a chance.
Take a chance. Yeah, hope it's a lot of downhill. I mean, odds are he's going to murder you anyway, so, you know, you're not getting that gas, but...
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from J.B. Smoove. On each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But before we get to that, as we've been doing this podcast, we've noticed that while some of you seem to glean a lot of enlightenment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer his very specific brand of advice on the personal and day-to-day issues of our wonderful listeners. So we now present some of your questions in our segment, Ask JB.
Come on, Miles. This is for our people, Miles. Okay. It's up to me to get them sound advice.
And,
you know, I do my best to put you in the right direction. And that's what we do, people. We give you sound advice, and you're going to get it.
Okay, this one's an old one. But you know, in our quest to make sure that we answer our listeners' questions, it doesn't matter if they've been sitting there for a while, we'll still answer them. This comes from Midge Mazelton, which is clearly a big fan of the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Mm-hmm. Midge Mazelton says... Single on Valentine's Day. It's a statement, not so much a question, but
yeah.
But it's loaded.
Now for this one, you know, all I can give you is a reality check. If you ain't booed up by October, just know you're going to be single until at least March. You know, you got to feel a person out. You got to feel their dumb ass out a little bit and see what they're going to take you in the right direction. You dress up for Halloween in something sexy or clever, hoping to get someone's interest. If you did, good for you. If you didn't, you are ass out. In November, no one is going to want to take your new ass home with them to meet the family for Thanksgiving.
No, that's awkward. Because it'd be fucking awkward. Like, are you guys serious? What are your intentions? And they're new. You don't even know this person.
In December, no one is going to want to buy your new ass some damn holiday gift.
Nah, why would they want to spend... Nobody boos up right before the holidays and then to buy gifts. Save my money. I got bills to pay.
And they're not going to want to bring the new year in with their new ass.
Nah.
And in February, they damn sure don't want to have to spend them Valentine's prices on you and come up with some goddamn romantic shit for you. I want to get all romantic with your ass. I don't fucking know you yet.
You're too new.
Circle March on your calendar. That's what the fuck you do. Yeah. Circle March on your calendar.
Well, there you go, Midge. Hopefully, you know, March came and went and you booed up and you're with somebody. And you're happy, but I'd say, you know, you got a few months to do it, because once that November rolls around again, you're in trouble.
Sometimes love and fucking is seasonal. I'm just being honest. I had to be blunt.
Yeah.
See?
Well, that's what you do.
Being blunt. So the fuck I do, be blunt about that shit.
Thanks, Midge Mazelton. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one comes from Joey Jones.
So Joey Jones.
What do you do if you can't get along with your in-laws, but can't cut them out of your life? What's it?
Man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. Your best bet is to do some snooping on your partner's exes. Look and see if you can find some dirt on them. And if you can't, make some shit up. Make some of the most scandalous shit up you can think of. Show them the type of bullshit their damn precious kid could have been stuck with.
So you want to make yourself look better by comparison?
You better. You fucking better. You better hold yourself up. See? Hold yourself up and compare yourself. Or you get someone famous like Bill Gates to do a cameo where they say some shit like, congratulations on the big promotion. You're going to make a bundle and pay someone to digitally remove the Cameo logo and then get around your in-laws and play that fucking video on your FaceTime. See that shit? Conniving ass shit. Impress the fuck out of them. And when they're thoroughly impressed by you, you get a divorce. And you tell them it's all their fault. Man, you got to know what the fuck you're doing out here, Miles.
Well, you seem to be helping Joey in a very unscrupulous way, but at the very end, you got a divorce, so he's...
Better be fucking unscrupulous.
Yeah, but if the end game was a divorce, why didn't he just do that in the beginning and get rid of the in-laws?
Because you need to live... You know what the fucking residue is, Miles? You know what fucking residue is?
Yeah, leftover remnants.
You want to leave some fucking residue, Miles. Okay. Yeah, so leave residue. I like fucking residue.
Burning the place down, burning the bridge down.
You ever go out in the morning and shit, and you're at a red light, and in the middle of the street, all you see is donut circles because some motherfucker was out here last night spinning his fucking tires? That's residue, mother. That's residue. Residue for some shit that happened last night.
No, but it wouldn't happen that much in my neighborhood. We would just call the cops.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joey Jones, I don't know how helpful that was. I guess the best... of it is at the core of it, and just kind of do your best to let your in-laws know what a good person you are, Joey Jones, and that you know they're lucky their lovely child wound up with you. They got to see it, Joey Jones.
You're goddamn right.
There you go. And now on to our quote. Today's quote comes from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. It's a short one.
Hear that shit, Miles.
Uncertainty is the refuge of hope. And that's by Henry Friedrich Emile.
Uncertainty is the refuge of hope. Whoa. I love that. I love that, Miles. See, sometimes some of these amazing quotes that we give our listeners on May I Elaborate, sound advice from J.B. Smoove, are powerful enough. And they create...
Has it always been the title of our show?
No. It was May I Elaborate. Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going crazy.
But now it's sound advice.
Sound advice.
Sound
not
advice.
Daily advice.
Not daily advice. No, it's not daily advice. Sound and advice.
We weren't saying sound. We've been saying daily?
We've been saying daily forever, but now it's sound advice, which is more profound.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I'm going crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Anyway, I was saying that... This is the amazing quote that I was saying, Miles.
Yeah.
Uncertainty is the refuge of hope, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we're uncertain about ourselves sometimes, Miles. Right. We're not sure about anything. And that makes us human. And we're just as human as any of our listeners out there. We fucking human. We get it.
Yeah. We're human.
We fucking get it, y'all. We get it. We fucking get it. We deal with the same shit you deal with. I promise you. But we just know better. You know what I'm saying? Something, Miles? No better. I've always loved that term, no better.
No better.
Some motherfuckers don't know no better, and some people know better.
And some people, they're no better than anyone else.
And some people know better than somebody else, Miles. You're fucking right.
They know better, and they're also no better. They're like, they're not better.
They know better, and they fucking know better.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
Isn't that how life is? It is a lot.
It is a lot.
A lot to digest, Miles.
A lot to digest. Most of it, nothing to do with the quote. But after the break, we will have some sound advice that relates to the quote.
You damn right you will. Come on back.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, uncertainty is the refuge of hope. It's a short quote, but I feel like every word is important in there. What do you got for it?
It's very important, Miles. Now, I know your main goal here is to have fun while we enlighten. Would you agree, Miles?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But we also know that we live in some uncertain times right now.
Definitely.
And not like, will the new season of Atlanta be as good as the previous ones, despite it being away so long type of uncertainty?
No, but I am curious. You think it's going to be as good?
I think so, Miles.
All right, I hope so. It was really good.
We live in real uncertain times. But you can't help but think about it, Miles. You can't help but think about it. Woo!
No.
How do you not think about it? Your favorite show. How do you not think about how they're going to come back, Miles?
Yeah.
Think about how they left.
It's like when Curb, you guys were away a long time. It was a long time, and you wondered, and then it came back, and it was just as great. Mm-hmm. I hope the same for Atlanta.
It will, Miles. A lot of things have happened in the world, man, that they have to address. But you know what, Miles? I'll say this to you, Miles, and everybody out there. In the midst of all that uncertainty, the one thing we've got is hope. Hope is the house that uncertainty resides in. Oh, that's powerful, Miles. Woo! Let me say that again. Hope is the house that uncertainty resides in.
Wow.
You know what? And that should be realtor language right there, you know? Before that motherfucker run your credit, that's what the fuck it should be, Miles. They should tell you that shit. You hope you're going to get in that motherfucker, Miles.
Yeah.
And hope is the house that uncertainty resides in. You already see yourself living in that motherfucking house. Sitting on that toilet, shitting, cooking food. You're uncertain because you ain't sure how your credit going to show the fuck up if you're going to get in that goddamn house, Miles. That's Are you going to be able to put the key in the hole and go in that bitch every night?
The key is, just in the lock. You don't say key
put
in
your
the hole.
Put your fucking flat screen on that goddamn wall, Miles.
I hope so. Well, I even have money to buy one. I'm stretched so thin getting this house.
I would love to see one of those old ass TVs with the booty on it hung on the wall, Miles. I would love to see that shit, Miles.
Just hanging there.
That's for the hell of it. That's for the fucking hell of it.
And then pushed out of the wall because the back, the booty of the. Yeah.
That's the tube, the fucking TV tube booty sticking the fuck out, Miles. See, I put that in metaphoric terms because that is what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles. Yeah. Hope is the house that uncertainty resides in.
Gotcha.
Now, I feel like going to church, Miles.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Now, I say this. When uncertainty needs some extra cash, who does it go to, Miles?
Hope.
You goddamn right. And when uncertainty needs a place to stay, where does it go, Miles?
I'm going to stick with hope.
And when uncertainty has been there a few weeks, eats the last two pieces of bread and doesn't clean up after himself in the bathroom and starts to get so uncomfortable that he just walks around in his underwear, where does it go, Miles?
I'm not sure at that point.
I don't care where it goes, but it's got to get the hell up out of the house of hope. This is the house of hope. I said, this is the house of hope.
Oh, man.
This is the house of hope. Uncertainty has stayed so long that it wore out its welcome. See, that's what happens in the house of hope, Miles. Hope puts uncertainty at ease. It takes that weight off your ass, Miles, and people out there listening.
I get it.
Uncertainty.
I see the light.
You see the fucking light, Miles?
I see the light.
That's what happens in the house of hope, Miles.
The house of hope. I wish I could give you an award. That's such a well-acted opening to one of these things. The house of hope. So uncertainty goes in there. You're uncertain, but what you shelter yourself with is hope, and you stay there for a while, and you stay there so long, you start getting comfortable, and then hope says, get out of here, uncertainty. Because you're not uncertain anymore. You're walking around without your clothes on.
You're no longer uncertain, Miles.
Kind of beautiful.
It's very beautiful and profound. Very profound words, Miles.
And you could end there. Do you want to end there?
No. We got more to talk about, Miles. These people need more.
I got things to do, but go ahead.
Sound device, Miles. Look here, we'll hope. Take this, people. Miles, I'm warming up now.
I see it. Oh, shit. Goodness.
I feel it, man. I'm fucking warming the fuck up, Miles. Now, listen, people. With hope comes possibilities. And with possibilities comes plans. And with plans come action. And with action comes fucking hope, Miles.
Woo!
That's full circle, Miles. That's called full fucking circus. Full fucking circle, Miles. Like a damn loop-de-loop on a fucking roller coaster. Is it loop-de-loop or is it a loop, Miles? Is it a loop? Is it loop-de-loop, two loops, Miles? Or is it a loop, one loop?
I feel like a loop-de-loop would be two loops. I feel that.
I feel the same way, Miles. Yeah. A loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers use the word loop-de-loop for one fucking loop.
Yeah, they're confused.
They don't know their loops, Miles.
Don't know them.
They don't know their loop-de-loop etiquette. Miles, as you're sitting in that damn seat of that roller coaster, The one that you were expertly fastened into by someone who probably got yelled at last night by their mother for leaving their fucking dirty drawers on the floor right next to the damn washing machine. These little motherfuckers aren't qualified to strap you into nothing. You hear me? Yeah. This motherfucker ain't even qualified to tell you that you got one more hole on that fucking belt on your pants, Miles.
This motherfucker
ain't qualified.
You're locked in, sir. You're good. You're good to go. You're safe, sir.
This little motherfucker don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Sir, we don't allow that sort of language at
you
the farm.
You follow him home. See, think about this. In everything you do in your life, in your
stranger
fucking movement,
danger.
People. See that little motherfucker right there?
Stranger.
He don't know shit, Miles. That little motherfucker working that goddamn ride don't know shit.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He's programmed to fucking just say, make sure your belts are on before you go on that motherfucking loop-de-loop.
That's what he says. He presses down on it a little bit. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand physics and all that stuff.
Walker. And he probably got one sock on, Miles. This little motherfucker don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I left it with my dirty underwear.
Yeah. That's why you cannot rely on shit. You still have to have the integrity and the fucking wherewithal to check with yourself to make sure your shit good before you go. The loop-de-loop is life. Metaphorically speaking, that loop-de-loop you're about to go on is fucking life. That's fucking life. You apply that shit to your fucking thinking and your movement and your fucking life right there. That goddamn loop-de-loop.
Sir, the ride's over. I'm just going to need you to get out of the seat.
You little motherfucker, get the fuck out of my face. Sometimes you got to say that to someone, a little kid like that, that's fucking running an adult-ass ride.
He's just trying to do his job.
I know he's trying to do his job. But you can't trust what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, but the ride's over and you're just there talking to him about nonsense. You did follow him home last time. I think he has a right. But
I know. Just trying to help this little motherfucker.
So you're in the roller coaster. The kid is unqualified kid has buckled you in and go ahead from there.
You are fucking filled with uncertainty. As you hope your ass has fun, or at the very least, doesn't die. And then, is that the fun part, Miles? Cheating death? Is that the fun part of this shit, Miles?
There's a part of it that's fun, right? Like that exhilaration, right? That, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but Miles, are you cheating death? Is that what fucking thrills you?
Maybe a little.
Is it fun?
It's fake cheating death.
It's fake cheating death.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it's cheating death, but it's a fake cheating death.
Yeah. Like, I'm not running with the bulls, like, you know, in Pamplona. Like, I don't think the roller coaster's going to kill me. It could, but I don't think it. But I know it's gonna try me. Mm-hmm.
Would you dress up as a fucking bull and run around with the bulls, Miles?
Has a billionaire paid me a weird amount of money to do it?
Would you and a friend, you're the front of the fucking bull and somebody at the back of the bull, would you dress up like a baggy fucking bull and run with the bulls and pretend you're a part of them? Do you think they would realize that you ain't a bull and fuck you up? Do you think they would fuck you up?
Yeah, they would immediately. They would go, what is this? And then after they go, I don't care what it is. I'm just going to kill it.
Even if you're going and you're doing all that fucking bullshit.
And then it would say, no, that thing did not just mock me. Oh, no, it didn't. Mm. I'm going to kill it twice. Like, that's what it would do. And so it doesn't know you can't kill you twice.
The focus will now be on you, and it will fucking turn on you and fuck you up.
Probably, yeah. Definitely.
That's a good fucking metaphor for life, man.
I don't know that there was a question.
I'm pointing that shit right now. You tried to blend in. You tried to jump in there and blend in with the fucking other bulls.
I didn't.
No, you tried. But you ain't no bull.
I know.
And somehow they figured this shit out. They figured out that you ain't who the fuck you supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I say that with everybody else out there. You either a bull or you not a fucking bull.
Right.
Don't you fuck around and take some fucking bet on some prank ass show. And some prank show paying you scale to fucking dress up like a goddamn bull and run with the motherfucking bulls when you ain't no goddamn bull. You either a bull or you not a bull. You don't have to fake it and dress up like a bull to be a fucking bull. If those bulls respect you enough, everybody fucking running, you stand there. You fucking stand there like ain't shit wrong. smoking your motherfucking cigarette while other bulls run past you and stick a motherfucker in their ass with their goddamn horn.
And to the statement, you're either a bull or you're not a bull, since I'm assuming that not a big part of our audience are bulls, it's just we're not bulls, so. But
this is a great name for a fucking album. Some rapper standing in the middle of the fucking run of the bulls, smoking a motherfucking cigarette while everybody else runs for their fucking lives. And it's called Running with the Bulls.
Running with the Bulls.
Running with the Bullshit. Yeah, Running with the Bullshit. It's an album. And he's just a motherfucking smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And the bulls, and all the bulls are running past this motherfucker because they running to hear the album. Running with the Bullshit.
I could see Snoop doing that.
Miles, that's an amazing album. That's an amazing album cover.
I can see Snoop in like one of those bandolero, the bullfighter outfits with his skinny self.
Right.
And he's standing there smoking. But he doesn't have the red cape. He has a blue cape. Can't have a red cape.
He can't wear red.
No,
Miles, is that an awesome album cover, Miles? And motherfuckers, he just standing there with a fucking cigarette in his hand.
Yeah.
And all the bulls are running past his ass. Woo-hoo!
It's pretty good, but I got to say you're way off the top.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get back.
So I seem to remember you're strapped into this roller coaster, and that seemed to be more along the lines of this, that hope is a refuge of uncertainty. So you're in the roller coaster, you're getting ready to do the loop, and then what happens?
As you hit that loop, a vision of every YouTube roller coaster fail video you ever seen comes flashing through your head. Before you know it, you are into and through that damn loop, Miles.
Yeah.
Your uncertainty was propelled by hope, and the end result was pure exhilaration.
So sometimes some of your anxiety is over-exaggerated. You worry, and before you know it, you go through it and it's over. It's just over.
Yes. You can talk. You live to tell about the shit, Miles. You live to tell about it, and you also live to suggest it to other motherfuckers, man. You got to try that fucking ride, man.
I think that was great. I think you're probably right near where you should end. Here's the quote again. Uncertainty is the refuge of hope. You have made a powerful case throughout this about how hope, even in these uncertain times, can help us through uncertainty. How do you end this?
So I'm gonna end like this. And this is for everybody out there. You know, you're captivated and you're fucking engaged in every word that comes out of myself and Miles. You're caught up in the exhilaration of the loop of the roller coaster ride. Because that's what life is. Isn't that what it is, Miles? Isn't life about that fucking loop that you just fucking went on?
It
is. All the worry and shit. But when that motherfucker start coming down and complete that loop and that shit comes coming down, you're like, God damn, that shit was crazy.
How good you feel to have gotten through it. You were so worried, so nervous, but you made it through. And it might have even been fun.
It might have been fucking fun, Miles. The only thing that would have been more fun is when that motherfucker loop hit the top of that loop, you parachuted out of that motherfucker.
Well, that's now you're on another one of those reality shows. You told people not to go on those shows. They're only paying you scale for that.
No, I'm just putting a range of what the fuck.
And Simon is going to buzz you anyway. He's not impressed.
Mm.
He's just not going to be impressed.
In these uncertain times, Miles, make sure, everybody out there, when you're stocking your pantry or bomb shelter with toilet paper, hand sanitizer, or whatever else, next big thing you want to hoard is, you're doing that, make sure you stock up on hope. Oh, man, Miles. Hope should be in a can, Miles.
Yeah.
You should be able to go in your shopping cart, walking through your fucking aisles of the supermarket, and you should be able to grab a few cans of fucking hope.
Can of hope.
And then sometimes they put a limit on hope. They say you can only get like 4 or 5 cans of hope.
Can't hoard the hope.
You gotta
have hope for everyone.
Miles, you can't just go ahead and grab a case of fucking hope.
No.
You can't do that shit.
No.
You got to stock up on hope. Hope has been a powerful agent for change for years. Hope has gotten us through some bad times, through wars and outbreaks, through Texas Chainsaw Massacre remakes, hoping that at least one of these motherfuckers will be good. Boy, those were terrible-ass movies, man.
Terrible. But the original?
Oh, the fucking original one,
man. It's scary. It's creepy.
Creepy as fuck, man. Remember when Grandpa was in that fucking chair and he kept saying, Grandpa, hit him in the head with the hammer.
And he put the hammer in his hand. And
his limp-ass hand.
Yeah.
He kept hitting in the head with that fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking grandpa wasn't worth shit, man.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, poor grandpa, man.
And not a good parent, clearly, either.
Oh, terrible ass parent.
Yeah.
Terrible parent. Grandpa
terrible
was
parent.
Hitting that lady in the head with that fucking hammer.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get the shit. He couldn't even hit her with it.
No.
They just wanted him to be in on it. They wanted the grandpa to have some thrill and fun.
From a family perspective, I appreciate that they wanted family time.
They wanted family time.
But their family time is just really off.
They want all to be a part of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
It's just off. It's just off.
Oh, I mean, it was three generations. Like, you'd say, oh, well, how beautiful. But mm-hmm. but no, not.
No. No, no. Fucking not. So in these times, when your brain is overworked with stress for the future, don't hesitate to call Agent Hope and see if you can go crash at Hope's place. But listen here, uncertainty. Don't you stay there forever. Stay there as long as you need, but not as long as you like. Because just know, eventually, Hope will send uncertainty the fuck away. Woo, shit, man. God damn it, Miles.
I think, you know what? I applaud you. This was a very inspirational one today.
Fuck yeah.
About having hope. We really need hope. You being who you are and doing what you do, I want you to know that I think you give people hope all the time. And you give them joy.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Miles, we're giving them sound wisdom, Miles. We want people out there to fucking win, Miles. You want them to be confident in their fucking space, Miles, and where the fuck they stand, Miles, and look at, and have that shit spread like wildfire.
Yeah. We want you to win, DJ Miles.
Yeah, we want you to fucking win.
He Woo! Says his name in all of his songs, right?
He does.
Yeah.
All the fucking songs, Miles.
All, every song. DJ Miles.
We want you to be the fucking ringer. The fucking ringer of life.
Yeah.
You know what a ringer of life is, Miles? You play that fucking game where you shoot the water into the clown mouth and you shoot into that motherfucker mouth. You drown, you motherfucker. You
what
drown,
episode? Motherfucker. What and episode fucking, did we do that
then,
on?
Then the goddamn balloon.
Huh.
And the fucking balloon get bigger and bigger.
Was
and
that sound wisdom or daily wisdom?
Goddamn mouth.
I don't know. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment with a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also, please leave your questions for Ask JB. Leave them there as well. Or you can send them to us at mayielaborate@gmail.com. I know that sentence was choppy. Bother me. DJ Miles. We will definitely be looking at all of your questions and featuring some of them on the show. Also be on the lookout for some special subject guests, friends of JB, as you may say, DJ Miles. Those episodes are always a lot of fun. Oh, and tell a friend about our podcast, why don't you? Especially this one. It was filled with hope. Don't be stingy and keep this to yourself. Come on. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's the ringer, JB Smooth.
They drowned in them, and you won a prize. This has been a Team Coco production.
Spoiler alert. A two-word warning that we're about to ruin the end. But sometimes, spoilers can be worthwhile. And so, we designed the Lexus NX to reveal many things. Like taking the mystery out of how close you are between parking space lines. Or the time you'll arrive at your dinner reservation. Technology designed to remove surprise endings. It's just a better story that way. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.